Okay. Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim. Klal Chafalev, Simon Vav. Motulikris Kriyashma Ben Yoshev Ben Armed. A person can say Kriyashma whether he's seated or whether he's standing. Either way is fine. But in Hoya Yoshev, if a person in the morning, if a person was seated, also Lahachmer Vilam, and he cannot feel, if he feels it's a mile to stand, say right before Shema, he stands up. You're not allowed to do that because it looks like you're standing up for Shema. So what's wrong with that? Because there's a machlokes in Beisham of Yisilo what the word Uv Kamecha means. Does it mean saying it's standing? Or does it mean the time people arise in the morning from bed? So Beisham understands it means standing. Yisilo says it's referring to the time people wake up. Nothing to do with whether you're standing or not. If you stand up right before Shema to say Shema, it looks like you're doing that because you're passing like Beishamai. We don't pass like Beishamai. So therefore, you cannot do that. The words uv kumecha, as you stand up, doesn't mean that you're standing, physically standing. It's referring to the time of the day where people awaken and arise out of bed. Now, I will also think it's Keshu Shechev. We said you can read Shema Yoshev seated. I mean standing. What about lying? I want to say Kriya Shema while reclining. So that's lacking in the Derech Ema, the Derech Yira. Vim Shechev Kvar, a person already went into bed and he's lying already. So we're not mature for him to stand up, but we do require from him the following. So the law is Mata al tzidoy mamish, he has to lean up all the way on his side and then say Shema thus. If he finds that difficult because of his illness, etc., to lean on his side totally, he has to at least incline himself slightly towards the side. Okay, now also Likra's Pasuk Rishon of Baruch Shem Kamachosoy Le'olam Bo'ed Kushum Mahalach. Person cannot say the first Pasuk and the phrase of Baruch Shem while the person is walking. Let's say a person did do that. He does not need to say Shema again. But the person is supposed to be so focused in, so he can't really be walking somewhere else. He's focused in and saying that the pasuk of Shema and the phrase of Baruch Shem. Now, this all time when a person is walking, a person is seated, whether he's riding an animal, he's sitting on the animal, or he's sitting in a wagon being drawn by animals. So either in a situation that's not a problem of him saying it while he's going. It's a lach in walking, because the walking is showing an element of a rag involved in that. Whereas over here you're seated. Now, the truth is, and there's a difference in halacha, but in the case of the seated in the wagon, it does not look a roy at all. You're stationary, the wagon is moving. But riding on the animal's back, this actually is what Mishabur brings different shittas about what the status of that is, if that's mutter or not, because there you are, besides the fact that you're directing, which many times a person experienced rider would not need to direct, but there's an element that looks like a ra, you're going somewhere with the animal. So Mishabur brings machlokes about that point that he is machmer. Now that which the Chayyim says that you need to be stationary for the first Pasuk and Baruch Shem, there actually is a Machlokes. The Mishabur brings a sheet which says that you should be actually stationary beyond Shema and beyond Baruch Shem, the first two Pesukim as well. And then after the first Pesukim, a person can continue walking, and the person is allowed to be walking while he's saying Kriya Shema for the remainder of Kriya Shema.
The Chayyim does not bring that point, but Mishabura definitely passes that you should be stationary for really, to me, the first pasuk, the phrase of Baruch Shem, and two more psukim afterwards. Have a good day.